So we just wrapped up the 977 greatest rock songs in history. I thought it would be fun to bring Michael Leck in the studio here to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the induction ceremony that's going to be taking place here in April. The voting has just finished. Legendary local 518 musician, roots scholar, multi-instrumentalist, and Proctor's publicist, Michael Leck joins us here today. I thought it would be fun to bring you in here to talk about all this music happenings.
Sounds good. There's all kinds of good things happening.
Now, you're associated with Blotto, right? You were a part of those guys.
Well, I play with, in Ramblin' Jug Stompers, I play with three of the former members of Blotto. Yep. I shouldn't say former. Blotto still performs, but yeah, so I work with them. I'm not a member of Blotto per se, but I definitely work with those guys.
Well, you're sort of like a member of Blotto. You're like a Wolfgang Van Halen took over for Michael Anthony and Van Halen kind of member of Blotto, right?
There you go.
But Ramblin' Jug Stompers, Lost Radio Rounders, Berkshire Ramblers, and Frank Jaklich Trio.
Yeah, Frank actually, we've got a new thing called Good Things that's going on. Frank, unfortunately, passed in August. We love him so much. We're going to keep his music going. On the 28th of January, up at Cafe Lena, we're going to be doing his annual show. We're going to do it without him, Missing Man Formation, but sing of all his great songs. So we're keeping the legacy alive through a group called Good Things.
That's great. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voter as well you are, which I find very interesting. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you in here to talk about this stuff. How do you become a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voter, first off?
I think there's a bunch of different ways you can become one. But essentially, a pretty common path these days is that you are nominated as a voter by someone else in the industry. In my case, an old dear friend, Mark Ryder. Mark worked for CBS for many years for Sony Music. He then spent a good long time with Q Prime in New York, which manages an incredible roster ranging from Red Hot Chili Peppers and Metallica to Dawes, Gillian Welch, a really broad range of artists. And Mark was still with Q Prime when he nominated me. He's since moved on and is working directly with Metallica now. But he sent word to Lisa Testa at the Hall and said, here's somebody I think should be a voter. And she vetted it. And lo and behold, I've been a voter for 2 years now.
Wow. What is the voting criteria? Are you sent materials?
Yes. What I'm sent, as well as the other voters, which is actually a pretty small group, believe it or not, of voters, which makes it sort of a nice honor. You're sent a packet that has, obviously, the list of nominees. You choose five this year out of the 19. And you're sent a packet that has an essay about each of the groups. It tells you who specifically in the group is being nominated. So, for example, Joan Baez, who's one of the winners this year. Obviously, she's the nominee. In the case of Yes, one of the other winners, they've had such a long checkered history of musicians within their ranks that they send you a specific list of who in the band is up for nomination. What I do personally is I spend some time with that book, I read each of the essays, and then I go online and I check out artists, even the ones I'm very familiar with, to sort of say, what's going on with this artist? You know, Tupac I was not as familiar with, and you really see what a contribution he's made. So you go through and do your investigation and then cast your votes. And believe it or not, whittling it down to five is actually pretty tough by the end of the day.
Now, when does that process start for you guys?
You get the packet in early fall, and it's due by mid-December, at least this year.
So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has officially announced next year's inductees: Pearl Jam, Tupac Shakur, Journey, Yes, Electric Light Orchestra, and Joan Baez will all join the class of 2017. And Nile Rodgers will be given the award for musical excellence as well.
Well, you know, it's become a bit of a joke in the Hall of Fame circles, the Susan Lucci Award for Chic.
Yes,
the band that's always nominated and never wins. I think it's 11 years now, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really beautiful that they're giving Nile this award. He's certainly an important producer.
And there's so many artists that have been overlooked over the years as well. I mean, Joe Cocker, Whitney Houston, Peter Frampton, Willie Nelson, The Replacements, LL Cool J, just some of many, many who have been overlooked, and their contributions to music are outstanding.
You know, it's interesting. Each year when the list comes out, the Rock Hall itself is a little bit, you know, it's a cause for disagreement among rock fans.
Sure.
Some love it, some don't. It's a little controversial. But with each list that comes out, how can you not be a little disappointed. You're thrilled if certain acts you love got in, but there's all those acts you think about that aren't in yet. And so, for example, when I voted this year, really only one of my choices made it through, you know, and I would love to have seen MC5 and some of the harder edge bands in there, but that's, you know, you do what you can for it. And certainly the fans can vote at home, and it's great reason to have an argument about your favorite group.
Sure. I talked to Louis Perez from Los Lobos last year, and they were up for induction the very first year they were eligible. And we voted for him. I voted for him every day, went back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's website and voted and voted, and they did not get in. I didn't see them up for induction here this year, and they're not in. A little disappointed. You know, many folks...
I was more than a little disappointed last year. They were on my short list.
Oh, I love those guys.
I would love to have seen them in there.
Oh, they're incredible. You know, many folks, many artists, they just don't care about being inducted. And to some, it's a huge honor.
It really is. It depends entirely on your personal viewpoint. There's some who take the award home and don't put it on their shelf. There's others who make it a great part of their career. And I think with any of those kind of things, you guys just did the 900 greatest songs. There's people arguing about that.
Right.
Rolling Stone is famous for its list. People argue about that. But it's kind of fun, and it gives you, if nothing else, an excuse to talk about rock and roll. And I can't imagine many things more fun than that.
Yeah. We're here with Michael Eck, who is talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's going to be taking place here on April 7th at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. And there's going to be an edited version later on. It'll air on HBO. And that's always fun to see, you know, who comes and inducts the band and the speeches. And then, of course, the performances.
Right.
Will people get along? Will
and
people not show up?
It's amazing to me this year. It's going to be so exciting to see Bad Brains and Kraftwerk. Oh, wait. No, they didn't get
yes. I know. Kraftwerk, right?
Kraftwerk. You know, here's the thing that's amazing. When you think about this process as a voter, and I don't know how deep other people go into this, but I wrote about rock and roll for 30 years, so I tend to get a little, you know, out in the weeds with this stuff. In some ways, without Kraftwerk, you don't have disco. The mechanic beat that was invented in Cologne was one of the sort of hallmarks of what became disco. Connie Plank, who worked with Kraftwerk, worked with Donna Summer. So you sort of don't see disco happening without Kraftwerk. Then Janet Jackson was one of the nominees this year. Do we see Janet Jackson without disco having come before her? So people say, oh, that's not rock and roll. Kraftwerk's not rock and roll. Janet Jackson's not rock and roll. Joan Baez. So I would have loved to have seen the MC5 get in. And one of the things that the MC5 was amazing with was this powerful presentation of politics in music. Well, what is Joan Baez if not a punk rock? She's been doing politics in her music since most of us were in knee pants. So these things are all connected. And that's where the argument, instead of just being fun, can also be thoughtful. You know, so that Kraftwerk leap. You know, it'd be great to see them, and they've had such an influence.
Yeah, and I think another aspect of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is when you see these performances from these bands, perhaps they haven't been together in many, many years, but they come back together again for a performance, and there's always that glimmer of hope that that will be the catalyst of playing again.
Yeah.
And I know when I talked to Tina Weymouth and Chris France from the Talking Heads, seeing their performance with David Byrne again was spectacular, but I guess everybody went their own separate ways. They came together separately to that induction ceremony, and then they left and never spoke to each other again after that. But there's always, for that fan of that band, there's always that hope that that's the catalyst of the band getting back together again.
And it's weird. There's a lot of things at play there. You know, the bands break up, usually for good reasons. And you come back and do a reunion 30 years later. You know, the first band I was ever in, The Plague, we've done a few reunions in past years, and it hasn't been an impetus for us to get back together because all of our heads in a different spot. Some of those guys hadn't played in years. I'm playing different styles of music. So when you take that to the level of a Talking Heads, which is just incredible, there's so many people with so many expectations. But if it's not there for those band members, it's not there. And you know, sort of the classic story was Creedence Clearwater Revival at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Fogerty just shunned the other band members. His brother had died, but the other two, he just shunned them, used studio musicians, and there was a big flap over that. So,
right. Who else would you love to see inducted in future Hall of Fames?
Geez, you know, I hadn't really thought about who I'd want to see in future ones. I'd have to look at the list of people to see who's in there to know that. You know, there's an obscurest part of me that would love to see a group like Television or Richard Hell and the Voidoids in there.
Yeah.
I come from a punk rock background sort of at the core, so I've been playing acoustic music for years, but there's a part of me that's never lost touch with specifically New York City punk rock and some of those groups. You know, Richard Hell and the Voidoids shaped me in more ways than I can think, even though they had one or two records. But let's think about some of the other acts that are in there from the 50s who might have had one or two hit singles, and they're in there. So I'd like to see some of those punk roots make their way in there.
You think because some of these artists are a little more obscure, a little less well-known than others, it's one of the reasons why they haven't been inducted?
Well, you know, Bad Brains was on the ticket this year, on the nomination list. And if you think about it, they're actually a very obscure group. Kind of like the Velvet Underground, they were one of those bands, a DC hardcore band, that African-American punk rock band fused reggae with hardcore, incredibly high speed, incredible finesse, you know, the kind of finesse playing you'd see in a really great metal band. A lot of different things going on there. Like the Velvets, they didn't sell many records, but the joke is everybody who bought their record started a band.
Right.
So they do have an enormous influence, but when you look just at straight sales, they couldn't compare to somebody like Electric Light Orchestra. You know, the Cars were up this year. Rick Ocasek actually worked a little bit with Bad Brains. So all those interesting things tie together. And I think just to be on the list for nomination, a group like Steppenwolf or Bad Brains, et cetera, it's pretty cool that they make it there. You know, one of the people I would have loved to have voted for was Joe Tex. And Joe Tex, I think in some ways is largely forgotten. When you guys do the Rock and Soul review, I'm sure little Joe is in there, skinny legs and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he did such a great version of the song, The Choking Kind, and I'd love to vote for him. But when I look at somebody like Joe Tex, as wonderful as an artist he is, I don't see where he's had quite the influence that some of these other artists do. And in my mind, part of what you're voting for is where these people fit in the great line of rock and roll. And a couple great hits is cool, but having a tangible effect, you know, a group like Jay Giles that showed other bands how to really put on a live rock and soul review, you know, and were able to touch many more people than somebody like Joe Tex. It doesn't diminish in any way Joe Tex's incredible talent, but you just got to sort of think of where they fit in the scheme of things.
Fascinating. So much fun talking with you. Michael Eck, who is in many great bands around here in the 518, Ramblin' Jug Stompers, Lost Radio Rounders. He's also the publicist for Proctor's Theater in Schenectady. You have a fun job.
I do. I have a great job every single day. We had our holiday party yesterday, and we're talking about some new things we have coming up, but it's just such an exciting place to be.
What's happening with the bands?
Lost Radio Rounders just finished a banner year. We had a record called Politics and Patriots. We came in here and sang a few songs for you from that. And that was our most successful show yet. We do themed shows of American historic music, and that was really great. So last year, I ended up playing between the various things. I do over 100 gigs.
Wow.
So it was a blast. And the Jug Stompers have a whole bunch of new tunes together. We're going to be playing at Cafe Lena coming up in January as well. We can't wait for that. So yeah, lots of good stuff coming up.
Great. And the website, people can keep up with you?
MichaelEck.com, LostRadioRounders.com, JugStompers.com, Proctors.org, baby.
All right. Michael, thanks. So great to see you. Happy
Thank
holidays.
You too.